I think it's very important that the community understand what we're doing for the senior community, but also for the community as a whole. So it's just going to take maybe 5 minutes, but I sat down and I came up with some points this morning, and I'd really like to share them with you. The current building was opened in 1984, and we have membership dues yearly of $3. They've been $3 for 12 years. Last year, we had over 13,000 people sign into the center, and that's on a daily, we have a logbook every day. We provide free transportation for elderly and disabled residents. Last year, we transported over 5,000 people. Transportation is primarily for medical appointments and grocery shopping, but we also plan day trips. We have a new 20-passenger bus, and we obtained that through grant money. Todd Babbitt and I worked on a grant through DOT, a 5310 grant, so we were able to obtain that bus through grant money. We also have the Dial Right Transportation Program. We are a TVCCA Meals on Wheels site. We have a tiny little kitchen. Last year, we prepared and delivered nearly 11,000 meals to our homebound residents. We also served over 2,500 on-site meals in our daily cafe. We have monthly membership dinners, and quite often, 90 people attend those dinners. We provide advising and application completion for Medicare, Social Security, and Department of Social Service programs. And that's not just for the elderly, that's for all of the people in our community. The food stamp program, everybody, families. We have a durable medical equipment loan program. We work with the Housing Authority on providing housing information, applications. We sponsor a caretaker support group, and soon we'll be offering a program for Alzheimer and dementia caretakers. We assist the assessor's office with the yearly rental rebate program. We're an intake site for energy assistance applications. In the past, before I came, all of our residents, if they needed energy assistance, they had to travel to Norwich. They no longer have to do that. We do that on site with senior volunteers. Last year, we processed over 154 energy applications. We work with AARP. We offer safe driving classes, and this allows seniors to receive a discount on their auto insurance. And we also work with AARP to provide free tax preparation every year. Now, that's what goes on within our center. I want to tell you a little bit about what the seniors do, what they work for, to give back to the community. 6 years ago, the seniors created the Emergency Fuel for Breakfast to raise money that provides emergency fuel for those who are without heat and who are at risk of freezing. It's not just seniors, it's for families also. To date, we've assisted families for a total of more than $17,000. That's not taxpayers' money. That is what the seniors work toward fundraising, and that's how we've been able to help the community. We're very proud of that. Every year, we recognize graduating Griswold High School students. We have a Senior Citizen Award. We also have four awards that we give to the middle school graduates, the same award. We supported the homeless veterans housing. We furnished an entire apartment for a vet. We support the Columbia's golf tournament. Each year, we help the Holiday Helper Program. We adopt three families. We have gifts for the parents, the children, along with a complete holiday meal. This year, our center provided refreshments to the community following the 9/11 ceremony. We work with the American Legion to organize the homebound delivery of hot meals on Thanksgiving Day. We also work with the court system. So far this year, we've provided 450 hours of court-ordered community service. Since 2014, we've provided 180 hours of community service to our local youth through our juvenile review board. We aid those who come into our center who may be homeless, facing eviction, utility shutoff, and a multitude of other social service concerns. And we also work closely with our local EMS. There have been occasions where well-being checks have been necessary. We all work together to make sure if somebody is at risk, we're able to follow through and check on that. And yes, I have been known to climb through bathroom windows to get to a senior who may be in need. And there have been far too many times that we've had to refer to protective services for the elderly. So, in my closing, I think the seniors give an awful lot to their community. I'm proud of them, they should be proud of themselves, and I can assure you that everybody in this room, at one time or another, will have a need to call the senior center to either help a spouse, a friend, themselves, a parent, a grandparent, or even a child. Because we jokingly call ourselves one-stop shopping, we are. We're bursting at the seams, and we need your support for a new senior center. Thank you.